Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're kicking off the third hour here, and as always, you're invited if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can grab archives there. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on our social media, on our chat server, and more. Just go to freetalklive.com to do that. In the last hour, we started a story from reason.com. Got a lot of conversations started about the continuing war on cannabis that is going on in California, where a lot of people would say, what do you mean? Cannabis is legal there. And it is, with many restrictions. Some cities don't even allow cannabis sales.
Cannabis is legal. Being unlicensed is not.
Nope, and it's going to get you 40 or 20-some years in prison, according to the Justice Department, having arrested people for running a business called Cannaland. A man named Shahram Shaikana and Sabriana Williams are facing decades in prison and millions of dollars in fines for simply selling a plant, selling some flowers, selling probably some oils and things like that to both wholesalers, to retail stores, and also to individuals, direct sales. And the feds and the local cops went in there and acted like these people were somehow criminals and that there's somehow some sort of danger to the things that they were doing. The same old drug war propaganda.
Well, there is a danger. They can put you in prison for that.
Yeah, but that's not what they mean
when they say danger.
No, that's they're trying to make people that are just seeing the news think that people who are selling weed without permission slips are dangerous and it's risky to buy from them. They only want you to buy from the legal stores. But interestingly, the studies have been done that show that Californians that buy cannabis, roughly 2/3 of them do not buy from legal establishments. Roughly 2/3 of the marijuana sold in California is sold still on the black market. And rather than accept that as evidence of the failure of the system that they've created and a need to lessen the restrictions, a need to lower the barriers to entry, and of course I would think they should abolish them entirely, but we're talking about California here and we know that's never going to happen there. But no, they've not done that at all. Instead, they're doubling down, cracking down, and arresting peaceful people.
Well, of course. I mean, that's what the government does. And again, it all ultimately just comes down to the fact that these people, this couple, started their business and did not have the government's permission. That's it. Cannabis is legal there. The FBI, the federal government, they're not enforcing cannabis laws in the state of California where it's legal. They're not doing any of that. However, if you don't have that business permission, if you don't have that little business, permission slip, yes, is the word I'm looking for. They're going to arrest you and threaten this guy with 40 years in prison or 20 years for his partner.
And they go on, they talk about another person here. I'm just going to skip down the story a ways because there's plenty of examples of this happening. It isn't just these two people. There's another guy named Lance Cachi who admitted to operating multiple unlicensed illegal marijuana dispensaries.
So they all took plea deals.
Of course. To show
you never want to do that.
To show us how nefarious Mr. Cachi's activities were, the Justice Department emphasizes he took in lots of cash. Cachi and his co-conspirators grossed millions of dollars.
Cash is their currency. They don't get to say that there's something shady about accepting their currency as payment.
Just like they're
even a stopped clock is right twice a day.
Just like they're trying to do in the Crypto 6 case, Aria, just the fact that a lot of money was involved is presented to people as, well, they must have been doing something wrong. You can't make money unless you're corrupt or a bad person.
Or you're doing something useful to society.
People. What was that, nobody?
Or one of the special people. Some people are allowed to make money.
Sure.
But
the ones that have government permission slips.
Yeah, you have to be related to the Bidens or the Clintons or
Or the Bushes.
Several times a week, they said about him that he and others would meet at various hotels, where they would spend hours counting hundreds of thousands of dollars in dispensary proceeds using automated money counters. Before leaving the room with bags of money, the defendants would pack up their money counters, as well as the various notes they took to account for their profits and expenses, such as the cost of armed security. He observes that primary motivation of drug traffickers is greed.
That's the primary motivation for every human being who's ever existed, first of all. But second, what did these guys... They sold some pot. And, oh, no, they got cash for doing that. So they're criminals. This is slander.
A profit motive, as Reason points out, is by no means unique to unlicensed marijuana businesses, and neither are bags of money. Due to the dearth of banking services, duly licensed pot dealers in California and other states commonly operate this way, meaning that bankers don't want to do business with marijuana dealers.
It's not just that they don't want to, but they can be prosecuted in the federal system.
They're afraid to.
And they can lose their banking license, which that's what makes them the special people who are allowed to make money.
In the same way that bankers don't want to deal with Bitcoin-related businesses, because they're afraid of what the federal government gang might do to them.
Also, sex workers?
I think in the case of Bitcoin, it's more that they're afraid of what Bitcoin's going to do to them.
Well, I mean, that could very well be true, but it is definitely a concern. We did talk to one bank president here in the Keene area, and this was long before the Crypto 6 raid. It was a meeting that Chris Reitman and I had with a local bank president who expressed that, if they don't understand what wire transfers are for, then they just don't feel comfortable doing it because the feds can fine them. They can prosecute them.
Doesn't matter if it's illegal or not. It makes their stomach feel funny, and they don't like it.
Kennedy claims these operations pose a threat to our youth. While unauthorized pot shops may be less punctilious about checking customers' IDs than licensed retailers are, the Justice Department's announcement doesn't include any allegations of distribution to minors. The closest it comes is a complaint that, quote, many unlicensed pot stores have opened up near our schools.
You know what's a threat to our youth? Prison.
The school system?
That too.
Kennedy also says, quote, illegal marijuana dispensaries have been responsible for numerous complaints by our community members, unquote. Though she doesn't specify the nature of those complaints. And
so they don't like seeing businesses.
They're muscling in on their territory. Now, all the complaints are coming from the
licensed businesses.
From the privileged businesses.
Yeah, almost a guarantee. So anyway, it of course goes on with other examples. I'll post the full story for you if you want to take a look at it.
So these people basically did nothing wrong.
No, again, they never hurt anybody.
It all comes down to the fact that they did not have the government permission slip. And now their lives are destroyed. They're facing millions of dollars in fines and decades in prison for not having their paperwork in order and not bowing to the king and demanding permission from the crown. Or begging permission from the crown, rather.
The final statement here from the Justice Department implies that unlicensed marijuana dealers pose a special threat to public safety. It complains the federal government is not getting its cut of the profits. Quote, all the various defendants admitted that they had an obligation to report their income to the IRS, as well as pay taxes on any income derived from these illegal businesses, which they failed to do. And as compensation, the defendants, quote, agreed to forfeit seized cash, which currently exceeds $5 million.
Always remember to pay the government for security services, because otherwise they become your landlord, and they're even worse at providing housing than they are at providing security.
So all of these people, it does sound like they took a plea in this case, and
that's sad.
Sounds as though they are still awaiting sentencing at this point, so we don't know if they're going to get 40 years. I presume
it seems unlikely.
They were promised something lower in return for taking that plea deal and admitting that they did something quote-unquote wrong, rather than going and risking going in front of a jury of their supposed peers, which, of course, we know they do their best to stack the jury with a bunch of statists and people that love the government. So, again, I don't blame anybody for taking a plea, but it would seem to me like if you're selling cannabis, one of the best places to take a case to trial would be a state in which it's legal, because then at the very least you know that on the jury, the odds are somebody there voted for that. Yeah. Somebody on that jury said, this war on drugs is stupid. We ought to legalize this. But they didn't. They took the plea. More coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Nobody, you mentioned Russian propaganda earlier tonight, and Aria, you've got an update from Russia. What's going on with old Putin out there? They're saying he doesn't want to be called president anymore. What's the new title going to be? We'll get into it. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the phones. The number is 603-283-6160. Or you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Once again, if you want to get on the air with us here tonight, 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the insane war on cannabis that continues in states like California and Colorado and elsewhere. They just reported on California, but you know they're still arresting unlicensed dealers in those other places.
Oh, yeah.
With you tonight, it is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Aria, you had a story tonight that you wanted to get into, and we're going to do that about Putin and what he wants to be called now instead of president. But first, I do want to let you know about the upcoming event that's happening in October, the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime, and it's happening October 21st through the 23rd in the beautiful city of Prague. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at that event, and you can join him out there for an event themed Parallel Structures for Progress, where they're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, helping people find alternatives for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. You can get a discount, 20% off of the tickets, by using code FTL20 when you check out through lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20, and you can go meet Mark in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. Again, lifetimeliberty.com with code FTL20. So what's going on with Putin there, Arya?
Well, he doesn't want to be called president. Well, it suggests that he doesn't want to be called president, but he didn't actually do this. Anyway, the Liberal Democratic Party has proposed the use of Pravitel, a Russian title, as it is more befitting of Putin's status and role as opposed to calling Putin the president. The right-wing party, that's the Liberal Democratic Party, has only 22 seats in Russia's 450-seat parliament, but it has close ties to the Kremlin and is often used by the government to float engaged public support for radical ideas.
I see. So they're moving the Overton window,
yes,
as it's called.
Russian media quoted the LDPR as saying the term president was first used at the end of the 18th century in the United States and much later spread throughout the world. In our country, by historical standards, this is generally a new word, the Telegraph reports. I mean, why not just call him the Tsar or whatever?
Bring that one back.
Yeah, wouldn't that be more historically accurate for Russia?
The Komissar.
The anti-West sentiment follows the national mood in Russia, which is being pushed by the Kremlin to counter sanctions placed on it since its invasion of Ukraine. Vladimir Zhirinovsky, the leader of the LDPR, died in April. He was an arch-nationalist and close to Putin. And Putin went to his funeral, apparently. As well as supporting the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, Zhirinovsky wanted Russia to reclaim northern Kazakhstan. And of course, the title of Pravitel, I don't know why the Metro decided to give me all that background information about this
Stiller.
Random dude. Yeah, but then they jump right back into the main story here. Mm-hmm. The title of Pravitel or ruler has a deep history in Russia. The Romanov family ruled the nation as Tsars, as we just pointed out.
There it is.
With near total power for nearly three centuries, Tsar can carry a similar meaning to Pravitel, but is more commonly known as Emperor. In contrast, president, with its connotations to democracy, only came into use in Russia towards the end of the Soviet Union, when Mikhail Gorbachev was briefly referred to as president of the USSR. What was his other title?
I don't know.
Here it is. Previously, good for them, they did something right. Previously, Soviet leaders had been the Communist Party chairman or general secretary.
Mm.
Putin's critics have said that he already has total power in Russia and rules like an autocratic Tsar. So, to them, Pravitel is more fitting based on how Putin, you know, actually rules. I like the
idea. They at least have, like, the semblance of elections there, though?
They do, but then he, like, throwed the opposition leader in prison or something, just like they did in Ukraine.
They did that
as well.
In Ukraine, I know that, but it wouldn't surprise me if Putin did the same thing.
I'm pretty sure he did the same thing in Russia.
Okay.
I like this word Pravitel because
it's okay when it happens in Ukraine, though.
Yes. Well, it's okay to the Americans.
Yeah. When they literally outlaw the opposition parties.
Yes.
They did that.
They did that in Ukraine, yes, and no one really cried out. But I like Pravitel, it means our ruler, and ruler is a lot
more accurate
than, you know, president and leader, and because that's what they call Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un, whichever it is now, it's dear leader. And that's what people in the United States and in the West in general refer to their politicians as, well, Joe Biden's our leader or whatever. Or
Biden.
Yeah, our politicians are our leaders.
We're lost.
I'm like, let's be honest about this and call these people our rulers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they are. So good for Russia for being honest, at least on that note.
Well, they haven't officially done this, right? Like, this is just being floated to see what the people will think.
It was floated by the Liberal Democratic Party, which is a right-wing party in Russia.
Yeah, things get confusing in other places. I mean, they're all statists.
I doubt they have a left-wing.
They're kind of right-wing here, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, they don't call themselves the Liberal Democratic Party. To me, that's the sign that something is wrong, right? Like, the Republicans aren't Republicans, the Democrats aren't Democrats. That's all very true. But when they go overboard as, like, the Democratic People's Republic or whatever, that's when you know that they're just signaling the exact opposite of what it actually is. Like, the Liberal Democratic People's Party or whatever it's called, it's neither liberal nor democratic.
Just look at their actions, right? All of that stuff is just words. And actions speak way louder than words. And all you have to do is look at what these people are doing, oppressing their own people. And again, we're talking about all these places, Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, the United States. All that's different between these plots of land and the criminal enterprises that rule over them is simply degrees.
Yep.
That's all that's different. Yeah. And you also have the freedom to complain on this plot of land, generally.
And often it's not even a difference in degrees, it's just a difference in perspective of the victims, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Russian government is every bit as bad as the United States government. The United States government is every bit as bad as the Russian government. You may have certain other freedoms here that you don't have over there. I don't know, you know, how freedom really stacks up against one another. But Americans are never going to recognize that their government is as evil as the Russian government, and the Russian government is never going to recognize that their government is as evil as the American government. It doesn't matter how oppressed they are.
No one wants to be wrong.
Yeah. It's just, you know, they're Patriots fans, and they love the Patriots, and they're fighting for that team all the way, and they don't really care that, you know, they're not a team worth cheering for. And I don't know anything about the Patriots beyond the fact that they're a team, but that's what we have here in the world. The loyalty people have to the United States government is fundamentally no different from the loyalty
mentality
people have. Yeah. And they have no better basis for having faith in the U.S. government either, except that it's their team, so therefore it can't do any wrong.
Well,
I've always thought that sports was kind of a warm-up for nationalism.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's not to say that they can't admit that something wrong has happened, right? Last week we talked about the percentages of people and in the United States and their, I think it was their, not belief, but their confidence, I think was the word, confidence in institutions like the court system and the so-called Supreme Court and the president and Congress and even like big business and things like that, organized religion. These numbers are going down. So people can admit that something is wrong, but I think that they would never admit that things are bad here compared to elsewhere. They'll still say, oh, well, America's a free place or whatever, even though we don't even hear people saying that much anymore.
Well, apart from Edge, there aren't too many people arguing that it is better anywhere else. I mean, the whole world is a giant open-air prison.
It's a cesspool of people that are being oppressed in various different ways. And you mentioned Edge, Mark Edge, our co-host, who's been promoting this Move to Honduras project, which, by the way, got some press recently.
Oh, yeah?
And it isn't good. Oh. There's more coming up.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Biden administration has informed hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services directed everyone's attention to requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. The agency's guidance says in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on the procedure is in effect. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a state judge struck down most of the state's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling known as Doe v. Gomez held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision on the federal level, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. This is USA Radio News. The family of a black man shot and killed by police in Akron, Ohio, is encouraging protests, but they want them to be peaceful. Bobby DiCello is the attorney representing the family of Jaylen Walker.
As a family, we stand for nonviolence, but we encourage protest. We encourage the First Amendment exercise of the pain and the suffering that's been visited upon this family and this community.
Multiple protests in the city have taken place in the week since 25-year-old Walker was wounded more than 60 times by officers who attempted to stop Walker for alleged traffic and equipment violations. Some downtown businesses were damaged, prompting a curfew by city officials. Funeral services are set for Wednesday. Two are dead and three were wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they are looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. The Nasdaq was the only bright spot for Wall Street on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. I want to say thank you, by the way, to Free Talk Live supporters of our AMPS program. It's the AMPS Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Folks like Ryan Walsh, who is a Free Talk Live Silver level supporter, meaning that Ryan is contributing the $5 per month that we ask over at amps.freetalklive.com to help us advertise, market, promote, and support the show. So if you like what we do here and you want to help us out, we definitely appreciate it. And you get some cool benefits from doing that. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. I think we got Peakless Mountaineer on the line. Are you there with us?
I am.
All right, we have you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give a quick heads up for the things that are happening in money this week.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
On Wednesday, we've got the new CPI numbers, the inflation numbers officially coming out.
What was it last month? 8.6%?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Which, it was only a couple of, tenths of a percent above what was expected, but they still tend to freak out when that happens. So, depending on what that is, and then the day after is when the Fed announces what their percentage rate hike is going to be.
Mm.
So depending on what those two things are, the market could just suddenly go up or suddenly go down. And I just kind of wanted to give everyone a heads up not to lose their minds if that does happen.
Do you have any predictions? I mean, we've certainly seen the prices or not the prices, but the markets in housing are being affected because the Fed has raised its CPI, or whatever they call them, the basis points, I think is what they call it. They raised those back last month, was it? And they also raised them earlier this year. And so mortgages are getting more expensive now. So even though there's been a crazy buying frenzy in the market in the last year and a half or so due to the COVID crackdowns and people migrating, fewer people are going to start getting mortgages because the rates are getting out of control, right?
Yeah, now that the rates are getting out of control, the houses are staying on the market for half a second because they were not staying on the market for any time at all just recently.
Yeah, not only are they staying on the market, I saw a post yesterday about it. At the very least, the Austin, Texas housing market, and I don't know which if this is happening in other markets, I don't know. But somebody who is out there in that marketplace says that Austin's housing inventory, the amount of houses that are available to purchase right now in the market, is at a record high for the last 5 years, it looks like.
And wow.
Not just a record high, but like it looked like 2X or 3X, like a huge increase over what the previous record was. So there's a ton of properties on the market, and no one's buying them now.
Well, it's harder for them to buy them now.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of that just has to do with the, I mean, so they went from 0% to now they're at 1.5%. And, you know, every time it goes through another filter, they add on another chunk of that. So you get a multiple of that when you actually try and get a mortgage for these things.
Hmm.
So, and let's not forget that, you know, having these low, easy-to-get mortgages is what caused the housing recession in 2007 as well. So they've just sort of done the opposite of that.
Well,
and in particular, they were instructed to ignore certain criteria. So they're like, okay, if you want us to be unsafe with loans, we're happy to do it.
The mortgage issue was kind of the proximate cause, but the actual cause was that conditions made it actually rational to offer loans to people who you knew would not pay.
Mm-hmm. The old saying was, if you could fog a mirror, the bank would give you a loan.
Right. And it makes sense when you consider that basically if you gave a mortgage to a guy who you knew wasn't going to pay, well, you got a house. And by the time you got it, it was worth twice what you lent the guy to buy it.
So
basically,
you flip it.
Exactly. So you flip it.
But when the market dried up.
And basically, he was your bird dog for investment properties.
Hmm.
You know, he put some liquidity in for a while and maybe some sweat equity. And then when he was done putting liquidity in, you just took it.
That's a great point. But then the market dried up, and then the houses were no longer doubling in value. They were going down in value.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with speculative markets. They go both ways.
Anything else, Piklos, you want to share?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, two things. since you bring up the 2008 crash, I figure one of the big things that happened was that for some strange reason, there was one big player that didn't get bailed out. And, like, that freaked everyone out. They're like, what? No, you always bail these guys out. All of them, all the time.
I wonder who they pissed off.
Bailed out.
I wonder who Bear Stearns pissed off and how.
Right?
Did they not provide their quota of children to the right people, or?
And the final point.
As far as predictions, I suspect that they might actually be doubling the percentage increase, which is going to take a lot of people by surprise.
Whoa! Hold on. When you say percentage increase, you're talking about the basis points, not the CPI.
Yep.
Okay, just clear.
Right.
Be
right.
Clear.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The inflation's not going to double, I don't think, for a while. But no, the percentage in point increase might go up by a point and a half, like a full percentage and a half increase, which I think would take a lot of people off guard.
That's like unprecedented, so right? That's a level that we haven't seen in many, many years.
Yep.
Okay.
How much did they increase it in 82?
People off guard. I mean, it is possible that the CPI will be just right, and they're like, hey, we don't have to put a huge increase here.
But they may still do an increase anyway. No. Either way, it's going to be interesting to watch it. I'm sure you'll have some analysis for us this weekend when you come in on Saturday night. So,
oh, yeah.
Thank you for the call, Peakless Mountaineer. I appreciate hearing from you. I do appreciate people that pay attention to those markets and understand them and can express them in a way that's actually accessible. And he's one of the few people that I can actually follow when he talks about those things because – man, normally when it comes to financial stuff, my eyes just glaze over, and it's just so hard to get into it.
Well, they have a lot of terms that they like to use that are effectively meaningless, but they obfuscate what they're saying to the extent that, you know, your eyes are supposed to glaze over mm-hmm. when a politician, a bureaucrat, talks at you about the CPI index and the fifth quarterly, which would be nonsense, right? But this is what they do anyway, the fifth quarterly increase to the decreased. You're supposed to tune that out.
Well,
right?
there's a lot of people who make much better use of that information than politicians.
Right, but we require people to be able to take that garbage and translate it into human so that
sure
we can understand it.
They don't teach you this stuff in school.
No.
I mean, you're lucky if you learn how to balance a checkbook at a government school. Or learn what a credit card is and how it works. And they don't even teach that, I don't
even,
think, these days.
Even home economics used to actually teach a lot of things besides cooking and sewing.
Is that
it
right?
Used to teach about the economics of running a household. That's how it got its name.
Well, the parents should be doing that, realistically.
But parents abdicate their responsibility to the government.
A lot
schools.
Of the parents don't know.
Well, well, that's because at some point someone stopped teaching them.
They're not paying any attention to their children and what they're learning. They just figure, oh, well, the government's got it.
Now, some of these parents, I remember we talked about it during COVID, so they had no idea that, like, in November or December, whatever month it was, these kids were being forced to eat outside on the playground, their lunches.
God.
I mean, they had no idea. They had no idea what was going on at their kids' schools.
Right,
so they don't know what's in the curriculum. They pick up their kids and go, how was your day? And the kid goes, fine.
Well, that was actually one of the side benefits, if there was one, of the forced kids stay home school thing that they did the remote learning, because parents, some of them were also at home, and so they actually encountered some of the curriculum for the first time ever, and they were surprised by it and upset by it.
The other benefit is they weren't going to get shot at home.
That is a Benny, no doubt. All right, there's more coming up here. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, we'll look at the news coverage of this migration of crypto people to Honduras coming up.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to chat with other listeners of the show and people who hate the show, you can go to our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com. It's a Matrix chat server. That means it's open source, self-hosted, and you can actually create whatever room you want to. There's no restriction on users making rooms on the server. This is completely different from Discord, by the way, where Discord is totally centrally managed by the Discord Corporation and by whoever it is that sets up the quote-unquote server with Discord here. If you want to create a room, there's a topic or something, some sort of issue or whatever the room name you want it to be for the purpose you want it to be for, you can set it up, you can administer the thing, kick out the people you don't like, or whatever. It's totally up to you.
To be fair, I don't think they hate the show, right? I think they really like Free Talk Live. They hate you, and they hate me.
Some of them.
But they love Mark Edge.
Yeah, that's true.
They love Nobody. They love
Captain.
They're just
trying to be edgy.
Well, they're not very good at it.
Some are better than others.
Yeah, but none of them are good.
It's fun stuff. Check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jack. He's in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
I was going to bring Hunter up, but I thought about California and stuff.
Yeah.
Marijuana should be, I live in Washington, so Washington State, where I can walk to a dispensary right now. It'll probably take me an hour, honestly, but still, I'm a slow walker.
Okay.
How much have you been smoking?
It should be like fruits and it's like fruits and vegetables. It should be like fruits and vegetables in California and everywhere, you know?
I mean, if you want to grow a pot in your backyard, just like I'm growing tomatoes,
exactly.
It's insane to me that you don't have that right.
It is. And it's so amazing. The government is so corrupt at this point. Like, I am speechless.
Do you know people who still buy cannabis through black market dealers in Washington State?
No, but, like, you brought up California. Now, ironically, if you live in Weed, California, that's a real town, you have to probably buy a black market. Mm-hmm. Now, if you live downtown L.A., you know, you can just walk to your, you know, local weed store.
Right.
So I think, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, I grew up my whole life, you know, in high school. It was just everywhere. It was in shop class and home economics. I mean, that was a good place to get the herb.
All right, Jack, anything else you want to share?
Oh, just that I have actually seen the Hunter stuff, and it's probably really? Something you guys want to stay away from.
Hold on, just to clarify, yeah. You've seen the new Hunter stuff or the stuff from the
yeah.
laptop?
I've seen 20 or 30 things. Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to talk about this.
Well, as long as you can talk about it on broadcast radio without being too explicit, then you can talk about it.
We don't mind if you get arrested.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be safe. But, yeah, he's got his Brussels sprouts hanging out in a lot of the pictures with Ladies of the Night.
Right.
Laying out things, chemicals like crack
cocaine.
Illegal.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that's not objectionable to me at all.
Yeah, so far I've done all that stuff. So
yeah, I have too. But he's still a spoiled little brat because I wasn't able to do it as freely as he was. I had to, like, you know, save my money and wait for the right Saturday night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotta agree with Aria's point here. It's like, okay, well, you know, we think the war on drugs should end, so clearly that's not something that those of us on this show really care about. But the fact is, his dad is a drug warrior. His dad was one of the architects of the crime bill or whatever in the 1990s. I mean, this guy...
That specifically targeted crack.
Yeah, this guy's one of the worst out there. Yeah, stop and frisk, sure. I mean, he is absolutely one of the worst people as far as cracking down on raves. I think, wasn't Biden, or no, that was Lieberman. Biden probably supported it, too. But
I'm sure he did.
I mean, these people are terrible, and they put people behind bars, but behind prison bars, right now prosecuting peaceful people from California for selling cannabis, while this tool, Hunter Biden, is just flaunting about with all these floozies and drugs, and it's like, no one's going to prosecute him.
I would suggest that crack is something that should be avoided, but I still don't want him to be prosecuted for that.
It took me 3 days of solid LSD to get off crack. It was a bad plan.
Have you seen
But not the LSD. That was a good plan.
The LSD was a good plan. It was a lot cheaper than going to treatment.
Jack, have you seen any of the alleged images with him with very young girls?
Yeah, or whatever? There's a picture, if you can find it. I'm on Twitter a lot, as you might imagine, so it comes and goes. Like, the first picture I saw was him laying on a couch. There's five girls that look like between 5 and 7, and they have they're all wearing little tiaras, not full tiaras, but like wraparound loop things on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, one of them is like brushing his hair. It's a weird image. And I saw a couple hours later, and the kids at this point had their faces blurred out. That's probably the creepiest one I saw.
Yeah, it's definitely something that isn't he childless? Does he even have kids?
I think he's childless, yeah.
Definitely not something.
God, I hope so.
Like, if he had a kid and there was a sleepover party or something going on.
They shouldn't be brushing his hair. That's
a weird picture. I've actually just happened to come across it on Twitter. Again, if you look for hashtag pedo Peter, all is one word.
How long before Twitter bans that hashtag?
Yeah, it's a good question.
As fast as they can.
Thanks,
well, they're fast enough. They could have banned it already if they wanted to.
I appreciate hearing from you. So, yeah, this thing is blowing up in just the last couple of days, and it's you know, nothing's going to happen to this guy. And I'm with you on this, Aria. I don't think that people should get arrested for drugs or anything like that. But if the government gang were to be consistent, then he should probably be. But, of course, we know that even if he were, that he would face just a slap on the hand anyway, and it would
all just
be for
show. Well, Daddy would also just pardon him, so...
That can happen, too. But it would all just be for show anyway, right? It'd be like, oh, shame on Hunter. How dare you? You shouldn't be smoking crack. And he would make a public apology, and...
they'd send him to rehab for 2 months or whatever.
And the Biden family would say, this is a private matter between us. We don't need...
Who was it who said that?
It was Jeb Bush.
Okay.
Also,
about his crack-smoking daughter, by the way.
Yep. Also,
probably friends with Hunter.
Pelosi, when her husband got pulled over driving drunk
in Tampa. No,
not pulled over, actually. He crashed his car into somebody else's car.
Wow. What happened? Did he get charged with anything?
No, and they won't release any information about it. They won't release the body cameras.
Surprise.
They're trying to sweep it into the memory hole.
Yep.
Amazing how that works when you're a politician or related to a politician. If they're high enough within the ranks, you know, being related to a representative in the state of New Hampshire is not going to do you a whole lot of good. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi being your grandmother, that's going to do you some good.
The New Hampshire politicians don't have any real power at the state rep level. I mean, they actually get charged with things from time to time. There's been some reps hit with DUI, and there's been, you know, some of them charged with other quote-unquote crimes without a victim and things like that. So being a state rep doesn't really give you much sway, unfortunately.
But they do get, you know, state rep plates. I don't remember exactly what they say. And reportedly, they can drive as fast as they want and won't ever get pulled over.
That's true. They are immune from traffic laws on the way to and from, apparently, the state house. So
so they're always on the way to the state house.
They could say that, if they wanted to.
I'm taking a circuitous route.
the scenic route. So anyway, the whole hashtag pedo Peter thing, I want to see if there's a way to verify any of this information again, without actually downloading the files, for myself, but to see if somebody has done some sort of forensic examination on this to make sure that, because I've heard that it may actually be one of these cell phone images.
But
I don't know if that's true either, right?
500 gigabytes seems a lot of data for a cell phone
image. True. Maybe it's coming from a Mac or something like that, or it's just accumulated over God knows how many years. But it's very interesting. Who knows what the bulk of the data is? And it's hard to really... there's just so much being posted about this. It's overwhelming, the amount of information. Like, if you try to go to 4chan and find anything useful...
You wouldn't want to go to 4chan to find anything useful.
Well, it's there. You just have to dig through a bunch of trash in order to
That's always the case with 4chan, though.
So it'd be nice if somebody did a nice write-up showing some of the worst of the worst that that is included in this, because you know it's ugly.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. I mean,
the hookers and the crack, that's not, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested on like a human level and as you point out, the hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy, yeah.
But like, as far as that's, I don't find that to be morally bad on his part.
And of course, what's Joe Biden going to say? He's going to ignore it. Somebody confronted him at a recent event and called out this happening. And of course, Joe Biden stumbled and security intervened and Joe Biden said nothing about this. So they're going to try to cover this up as best they can. But it's just like, it hasn't barely been 24 hours yet at this point, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out this week. We're coming up here. We'll see.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.